Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
We are live
from
Jared's house.
It's not my house.
Your parents' house.
It's my parents' house.
You grew up here, right?
No.
Really?
Never lived in this house.
So they got this after you went to...
the military.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a nice house.
I like it.
You wish you would have grown up in this house?
Well, I mean, we never would have. It just didn't work, time-wise.
You got a nice... We've been poolside all day, having, I don't know, 18, 50 drinks, somewhere in there.
Yeah, you're like, what? Wait, what'd you say, 18, 50?
Yeah, 18 to 50 drinks we've had.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, we're right there.
Really living the high life here this afternoon.
Yeah, we're recovering.
Yes, we were at...
2 days of festival.
Festival life, hashtag festival life at Welcome to Rockville.
Let's talk about... expectations versus reality.
Yeah, you want to get into the festival life of what it's really like.
Well, we definitely.
It was my first time backstage with all of the bands doing this whole shit. It is like I've been to a million concerts, festivals, all that shit. Never been backstage with the bands on their buses, seeing how the inner operations work. It's not as glamorous as I thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's work.
It is. You know what it felt like to me? Because I called my wife and I was like, "Hey," she was like, "It looks like you guys are having a fucking blast on Instagram." And I was like,
"Oh, yeah, we put out the fun stuff." You know?
Yeah.
We gotta make it interesting for everybody. But
it reminds me of a production schedule of a movie where it's like, you know, there's 100 people working hard and the hours are long. You're kind of bored in between sets, and you know.
I mean, just the logistics and the movement pieces of it are very, very difficult from getting in, just getting all the gear in and getting parked and getting, you know, to the right place. I mean, luckily we weren't really hassled, like, because if you speak the right way to people that are, you know, because nobody really knows. I mean, these people are like, you know, minimum wage, you know, for hire. Security guards and stuff like that, like that
right.
They pull from a
normal temp
place, like yeah,
they're normal people. Like
they don't have like training or experience or anything. So it's like
if shit went down at the festival, none of those people are stopping anything.
No, but they also do block you from. So you have to like know how to talk to them. Like which once we got our badges, like,
right?
We got good directions that got us to our parking lot, but it was also a whim that that they gave us transportation from the parking lot to the stage with all the gear.
Yeah, on a Gator.
Yeah.
One of those four-wheelers, which was nice. On the way back, we did not get that.
No, we had to walk because...
that fucking cock bag. God, I've never wanted
so
to...
much to do,
I've never
Ross.
Wanted to rape a man in my life as much
so
as that guy.
So much to do.
Yeah. He was just like, oh, I'm super busy, whatever.
We should have just, but that was our fault. We should have just stopped the conversation. Okay, sorry, we phrased that wrong. How much to get us to our car?
Jesus Christ.
That's it. What is the price?
That's it.
$40. All right, here you go. Just don't talk anymore. Let us load this stuff back here and drive us to the car.
Guy was such a fucking cock. And he said something snide as we walked away, too. And it was one of those moments where it's like, bro, you're driving a fucking Gator backstage. You're not, you know, King fucking Muhammad from...
Oh, you worked for the concessions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he drove up into the soda tent.
And not that I'm shitting on that position whatsoever.
Transporting soda.
Like, yeah, I'm saying is this, of like, hey, man.
You got guys back there with, like, tough boxes and stuff like that. Like, we're not dicks either. Like,
no.
Hey, dude, maybe...
You frowned on me for trying to steal a four-wheeler, though.
Oh, I don't really care. I didn't frown on it.
How many did I tried to take three, I believe, right?
Because you're not stealing it at that point. You're just moving it. They'll find
it. Just moving it. Yeah, they'll find it. I was going to leave the keys in it. They must be used to it because they took all the keys. So they were gone.
Yeah.
But one of our main reasons for going was the opening song of our show is now Asking Alexandria.
Yes.
Which is also your...
Lights.
Is that your personal favorite band?
I love
it.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Love that song. But that's your personal favorite band, right?
Top five, definitely.
Yeah. And we got to hang out with them backstage on their tour bus. We did a podcast with them. They were fucking fantastic. Danny, the lead singer, is cool as shit. They're all cool guys, all of them. And we had a really enjoyable time.
From what actually played out to what was on paper is, you know, Danny has come in to be in business with us with Article 15.
Right.
So he's a co-owner. He's acting. He's the new president. So we're working hand in hand every day, talking every day, planning every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when the Welcome to Rockville thing came about, this was a time his girlfriend lives here because she's active duty Navy. So
gotcha.
He's dating a girl that's in the Navy.
Are active duty Navy chicks that hot?
Well, you saw her, didn't you?
Is that the norm? Because I think if you put them in the commercial instead of the fucking, you know, fire and dragons and all the other bullshit in the military commercial, that would be the reason to sign up.
We have women like this in the Navy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to the Navy, guys.
Every woman is super fucking hot like this one. That would make everybody sign up.
So he was coming early. Uh-huh. So he came a week early. So we showed up a few days early so we could film content, which we'll have videos drop, you know, with the asking show. You know, Danny and I did a couple days of just day in the life where I tried to teach him how to jet ski. I tried to, and then he is has been educated in the culinary arts, so he cooked for us.
We really
filmed the whole thing with him cooking.
What did he make?
He made filet mignon, scallops. There was a lot of courses.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit. At his house?
No, it was here.
Really? That's awesome. Did his girlfriend come over?
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
So, on paper, Danny had reached out ahead of time to like Seven Dust and Avenged Sevenfold and a lot of the other acts, Atreyu, Five Finger, like, hey, let's set up the podcast in our bus, and when you guys have time, just cycle through and do
exactly
shows. And we were going to try and get all these guys. But then once we get there and the layout of everything and how hard it is to move from one stage to another, especially if you're one of the main acts,
like, yeah,
it wasn't happening.
No, and you know, these tour buses are small. They're not they're not what you think they are. So, like, you're fighting for space in there because there's, you know, so many bands, so many different
fucking people. 12
people
on that bus.
Exactly.
Plus,
it's loud as shit. So, like, we were planning on doing a bunch of bands and doing all the stuff. But then you realize, all right, like Asking Alexandria, their schedule was posted inside their bus. Motherfucker, they have shit planned 8 hours a day where it's like press, meet and greets.
Signings,
photo shoots.
Press.
Then the actual
show.
Performance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you realize you're like, shit, we're not getting these motherfuckers. We were going to stay all 3 days. We only went two.
Yeah.
That was my first time backstage at all of this. What about you? Have you gone to a festival like that? And then.
No. So the thing is, I've never really gone to live concerts until I started hanging out with all these people that are in bands.
Really?
So it's like, I've never really experienced just sitting in front. I'm always either invited like and hanging out with them and watching the show from side stage, or I just never went. I mean, the only concert I went to like growing up was a Blink, Green Day, and Jimmy Eat World.
Sure.
It was in 2002.
Man, see, I'm a big concert guy. I always go to shows, and my father, my biological father who passed away, he was a DJ for like rock and country stations in Nashville. So growing up, he was the guy that would come out and warm up the crowd. Hey, it's so-and-so, TK Patterson from fucking KZ106. We're rocking tonight, and this is Bon Jovi. So I would be backstage with them before, and then we would have real seats. When he finished his gig, we would come and see it. So I grew up going to concerts. I mean, it's probably over 1,000. I've probably been to over 1,000 shows in my life. But I had never seen it at an age where you were backstage and saw the inner workings to that extent where you know the band, you know them personally, and then you're seeing what they go through on day-to-day and how they're shuttled all around. Like, I got to see the glamorous side of it where it was like, green room, catering, you know, Allman Brothers, that type of shit. Like Greg Allman gave me my first beer at like 14 years old. And I got to see that part of it, but then I got to see the show in like great seats. But I didn't stay backstage for 15 hours a day like we were. And I was really shocked at all of it, where, again, to me, it felt like a day on a movie set where it was just like production's going on, crews coming in and out. You're loading. You're kind of bored. You're kind of waiting around. The show itself is awesome, but that's very short at a festival. I think Asking Alexandria played for, what, 45 minutes?
45, yeah.
Yeah. Where typically, you know, you go and see like Jovi. I'm calling him Jovi. Why not? Call him Joves. when I saw Jovi, like when my dad did it and things like that, or Poison, like, you know, you're seeing a 2-hour show and you're going to the seats and all the other thing. I did like seeing it from the side of the stage. That was rad. But seeing the issues and problems that they go through, you kind of see behind the curtain and you're like, all right, fuck. Now I'm curious as to my next concert, what I'll think, knowing what I know now of like, oh, all right. That's the reason homeboy's leaving the stage. Like, he's getting a beer.
If you're ever privileged enough to go backstage, side stage, invited from the talent themselves, mm-hmm. the act, there's etiquette you got to follow.
Yeah.
You can't, you better be as nice as you possibly can to the crew. Because those are the guys that are fucking making this happen.
Yeah, same with the movie.
And you know what? Like, you get lippy with them, like, they'll just bounce you out. Yeah. They don't care who you know
exactly.
at that point. Like, yeah. you're in the way of the production. And that's how it's always going to be sold as their side of the story. You know, if you're like, oh, your light guy bounced me out of here while they were causing a problem and then got lippy with me. I don't have time for that. I'm trying to put on your show that you're paying me for.
Right.
That I'm on tour with you for the next 60 days. Like, you're not going to win that battle.
No.
Don't be a dick to the crew.
Yeah.
And don't think that for one second, because you know the band or you know the guys in the band, that you're now above the people that are hired to fucking make this thing happen. Because that's how you get bounced out real quick.
It is. And you're from this area. How long has Rockville been going on? Welcome to Rockville.
I don't really know.
I don't either.
Because I didn't grow up here. I've never lived here.
Oh, but you've lived in Florida.
Yeah, different, whole different part.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this
festival
was...
I think it's been a long time going, because I heard a lot of people talking about, you know, this is the first year that they've had three stages, I think.
Ah, gotcha. Because when we got there, it had a Coachella-type feel to it, where I think there was 3 or 4 stages, and there appeared to be somewhere in like the 100,000 to 150,000 range of people, where you're just like, holy shit. This is a big deal. So I didn't know if people traveled around from the state to go and see it like they did, like Coachella or something like that.
I'm sure this is probably the biggest one in the state of Florida, possibly.
I would say probably. Or that EDM festival in Miami is up there. Everybody goes to that.
Yeah, but there's not really any talent that shows up to that.
Yeah, this one, look, you Foo Fighters on the
EDM,
bill.
Yeah, that's just like, you're just a keyboarder.
Exactly.
You know, you're just on a keyboard. Come on.
You would look, you had Foo Fighters on the bill. You had Ozzy, Avenged Sevenfold,
Seven Dust,
Five Finger Death Punch,
Billy Idol.
Yeah, Billy Idol, Breaking Benjamin, Asking Alexandria, Black Veil Brides. I'm surprised you didn't go see them. Or,
well, the problem was is they started playing 5 minutes after Asking. You know, and they were on the monster stage.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no way.
No, there's no
like
way.
Even, but I've seen, you know, I've got to watch them play rehearsals for 2 hours when no
right.
one else is there. Like,
yeah.
I've seen the show.
Yeah, you're good on that.
Say hi to the guys because I like them. Ashley is a fucking amazing, amazing guy.
Yeah.
Like, we had him on the show, you know, just talking to him and hanging out with him for that week in Salt Lake. It was really cool. He's a good businessman. He's very smart.
What did you think about the people there?
I tried to avoid being out.
You want to tell the audience what you called them?
It was a congregation of the people that are in the headlines of man from Florida or woman
Florida
from
man.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida man. Florida woman.
It really was. I didn't understand the phrase.
The people of Walmart.
Florida man. Yeah, Walmart people. I didn't understand the phrase Florida man. I saw this episode of Atlanta where they did an episode called Florida Man, and then I got it, and I was like, oh, all right, cool. And then we're here in Florida, and you're right, the festival was full of Florida men, where you were just like, oh boy, a lot of crimes have been committed by those people.
There was abundance. Yeah, I saw a good military presence. A lot of Art 15 shirts.
Yeah.
We came across quite a few. To include people that are manning, you know, staffing booths and stuff like that. We saw a lot of Nine Line shirts, a lot of Grunt Style shirts, as always. BRCC, saw a couple shirts, a lot of hats.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of our products there, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. But seeing it up close and personal from behind the stage and all of that shit, like, man, again, 15-hour day, we were exhausted at the end of it, where it was just shit.
And the day before, like, and this is kind of a credit to Danny, too, as big as he is and, you know, and big as he is in the music community, like, Danny walked that whole festival the day prior and listened and shook hands with all the acts.
Yeah.
Like, we went to every stage. We went to side stage, backstage. We said hello. He said hello. He introduced us, you know, told him great job, listened to some of their music, and then would move on. Like,
yeah,
that's the kind of person he is.
Who are you most impressed by that you didn't know about? Mine, I think mine was Bad Wolves. Bad Wolves.
Bad Wolves is
dope. That guy's voice was sick, man.
Tommy is, that guy's a singer. Andy has such a, my big
thing. He's got a cool look.
With him is, his persona and look is not really ripped off. Like, he hasn't copied somebody.
No.
There has never been a front man that is that large of a human. Like,
reminds me of Rocco.
He's the size of Rocco.
Yeah.
Like, because can you think of a front man? Like, most front men are kind of small. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
small and dainty and thin and like skinny jeaned out.
Who's like a big front man? I mean, Ben from Breaking Ben, he's tall, but he's not just massive.
Massive, yeah.
You know, Ivan's mid height, but not, you know, doesn't look like he's a freaking linebacker. Tommy looks like he should be playing football.
Yeah. There was,
and then he's jumping around too on that stage, like, and he had a torn back, like a herniated disc. He messed his back up the day before. He's putting gaff tape on himself.
The other band I was impressed by was a band called Hailstorm. That chick.
Hailstorm. Yeah, she can sing.
What's the name of them?
Hailstorm.
Oh, Hailstorm.
Yeah.
Hailstorm's cooler, so they should have not fucked that up, but. That chick's voice was insanity, man. She sounded like a old school Janis Joplin, where you were just like, Jesus Christ.
Which she's come a long way, and I'll show you one of her songs.
I don't know
this.
Anything about her or that.
I'll
band
show you
or
like
anything.
Their breakout song, because now you've only heard how she's singing live, which, you know, she has a very almost bluesy esque to it,
right.
like where she's going for a blues rock, classic rock style. I'll show you their breakout stuff, and you'll be like, no way, this is the same person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Yeah, it was a good time, and, you know, if you're friends with the band and get to do all that shit, like, it's super
cool.
Got
to hang out with Five Finger. Those guys are freaking nice as shit.
Did?
Every one of them.
That's your guys.
I forgot. That's when we split up. I thought, I was like, what are you talking about? You were there.
Well, here's the thing, Jared. Your parents came.
Yeah.
They wanted to see Ozzy Osbourne. So I wanted to say hello to your parents. I don't know Five Finger Death Punch very well. I know Black Rifle Coffee does a brand with them.
Yep.
I got to see the packaging and their cups for the first time. Fucking dope. Jesus Christ, you guys kill it.
Great job on those.
Yeah, you guys kill it on the
branding.
Yeah. But the product presentation, the apparel, all of it, like, you guys, not to suck your dick on it, but you guys really kill it in that aspect.
Matt
and even the other bands were like, yo, I want to do Black Rifle Coffee shit now, like, fuck, this is awesome. I hung out with your parents a little bit, and I chatted with them while you guys went to go see Five Finger Death Punch, and then I went backstage for Ozzy and the whole thing, and that was great.
So how'd you get backstage with Ozzy? Because even though we had credentials to be back there,
no one's allowed to stay for Ozzy. Clear everybody out. One of the a big security guard, big guy came up to me and was like, looks at me and he goes, hey man, are you supposed to be about, oh fuck, you're Gene Vandenham. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, shit, you should be protecting us. And I go, you're goddamn right I should. And so hung out with him and he was like, hey man, here's where you can get the best footage of Ozzy and all this other stuff. And then I get to go front stage and do all that. And it was incredible. My only regret that it was just me. You had bounced at that point. Like,
yeah,
you were over.
I wanted to go home.
Yeah, you're over. It was a long day.
Yeah, we got there at
but
noon.
I've never seen Ozzy.
Both days. We got there at noon. You're in a fairgrounds, so there's mm-hmm. no shade. It's 85 degrees out here, sun beating down on you for 8 hours. Yeah, I was done.
Yeah, you were
constantly
nervous.
Walking, like, because it'd be like, hey, we need to meet somebody at the River stage. Oh, now we got to meet somebody at the Monster stage. Oh, now we got to meet somebody at the Metro stage. Now we got to back in the Monster stage. It's like, we're just constantly doing this diamond in between stages. But
yeah, and I have that Apple Health app on my phone, and I looked it up. That day, I'd walked 14.2 miles in 7. And I was like, shit. And you hit me up the next day, because I got up late, and you were like, yo, what the fuck, man? Are you coming over? You still sleeping? And I was like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm still sleeping. We just walked 14 miles last night. And we did it again.
Yeah, we did it again.
After 2 days, like, I slept the fuck in today. I don't think I got up till 11, which I haven't done that.
I was hurting last
time.
Night. I came home and just went straight to the hot tub.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. But it was a blast all the way around. It was cool seeing all of that world. It's going to be hard going back and not seeing concerts from side stage now.
It is, isn't it?
Or the sound booth.
Oh yeah, front house sound. That's the best place. That's the best place in the entire venue to hang out.
Yeah,
that's where I watched them when they came to Salt Lake. As I hung out with their sound guys.
Yeah, that's a nice spot. That's a nice spot. But
that's where we watched Sleeping with Sirens too.
Oh, is it really
from the sound booth?
Yeah, but for me as like a diehard concert guy and a festival goer, it was super fascinating to see that side of it because it wasn't what I expected, and I thought people would be fucking raging. The only person I saw really ripping shit up was your buddy from Nitro Circus, who had a can of beer
as
a cock.
American flag onesie.
A onesie, but it was
a fanny pack.
It looked like a unitard, like a leotard.
Fanny pack with a
with a Bud Light. Blue. It was a blue Bud Light as a dick, and it was cold. And I was like, yo, man, how is your Bud Light dick that cold? And then people were drinking out of his dick, and then for some reason they let him in with a funnel. How the fuck did that get past security?
I have no idea.
I mean, it was a 3-4 foot funnel.
How did
just
those
like,
two even get to side stage where we
no
were?
No idea.
I don't either.
He didn't have a badge.
No. I'm like, they let you in. He's like, you just got to know, you got to look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. And then he looks at you and he's just like, yo, are you bonging with me? And yeah. You're like, yeah, man, I guess, you know, so we bonged it.
We bonged it.
The other thing is when you go to a festival like that, which is, you know, should be presented and brought to you by Hot Topic. there was a tiki booth that was set up, a tiki
bar.
Oh,
that tiki booth was the game.
Was the best. It was, so they were serving yards. You could
just
get
a quick yarder, you know?
Quick yard. A little yard work for the afternoon. A little afternoon yard work.
Just some
gotta
yard
get
work.
That yard work in. We went over there to start day two, and we're just crushing yard. We had three of those apiece.
Yeah.
Didn't make a dent, by the way.
It didn't. Like, because I was sweating so much, and
yeah,
obviously my alcohol tolerance is extremely high.
Really high. Really high. Never seen a human drink faster than you, by the way.
The first day that we get here, I go out and buy 2 half gallons of Tito's, because my parents have one that's halfway.
Right.
And, of course, my mom is, like, looking at these, like, what is that? That's way too much. I'm like, this will last us to Friday. She goes, there's no way. And after the first night, we were down to 1.5 bottles. So we did a full bottle, full handle in a night.
Oh, boy. I could
Between
tell.
Between me and Danny. Like, me and Danny, we are like fish for vodka. Like, it's just in our gills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breathe better.
Yeah, I got to witness it firsthand when we got to the show, and this was 1 o'clock on Friday. We walk in, immediately go up, and you get two doubles of vodka. They are gone faster than a goose shits, and I was like, whoa, whoa, what the fuck? And
then I didn't want to carry
Heather was
him.
Just like, yeah. And Heather goes, oh, dude. You've never seen Jared drink at a festival. And I was like, no, I haven't. You took down four shots of vodka in under
1 minute.
Yeah.
Easily. I just didn't want to carry him.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. I just don't want to hold the stuff.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Cause like I didn't have a belt. So I kept having to pull my shorts up and like, you can't have things in your hands if you want to text or something.
You and I are a good combo at these things. Like, we had a blast this whole weekend. Would Matt and Evan hold up in situations like this? Would they be able to go?
Oh, Matt wouldn't go.
Wouldn't go at all?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I'm frustrated. I definitely was frustrated with just that setting. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Matt would hate it. Matt hates it. Like,
I don't mind it because it's, look, to me, again, it feels like being on a movie set. So I'm like, all right, I understand.
Then again, it's kind of like, for me, what's, you're paying three times the price for anything.
Ugh.
You know, you're $20 for a drink.
You're dropping money.
$15 for a slice of pizza.
Yeah, and by the way, this is for everybody at home. You think because you're friends with the band and you go backstage that there's going to be endless food and liquor and all that shit. It's not true.
Somebody said something like, we were like,
you have to
we
buy
were
your
coming
own
back
shit.
In. We were like, we showed him our badges. We're like, we're with the
yes,
band.
Yes, there was
and
a
the
security
guy,
guard.
The guy goes,
goes
then
yeah.
Why'd you buy your drinks? Like, the same reason why all them in the band buys their drinks.
Yeah.
Like, you got to buy drinks if you want to drink.
I'm surprised, though, like, that's not in your rider as a band where you're just like, yo, there's going to be 30 bottles
of shit. Yeah, but I guarantee you, at a festival, they don't do riders. Mm. Why would they? Like, at that point, it's like, dude, you guys are coming in, play your set, and
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out, because we got somebody that's coming on stage 20 right. minutes after you're done. Like, we don't got time to fucking make you comfortable.
And the, like, the bands at the shittier stages, like the, and they have this at Coachella too, so I'm not, by the way, it's not the venue or anything else, but the bands at the shittier stages, which are the smaller ones, smaller crowds, all that shit, I looked underneath the stage because I was like, man, there's no green room or anything. I was like, where are they hanging out? People had set up camping hammocks with carabiners underneath.
You know what? I think those
were
those. I think those were the stagehands, though. Those were the guys at work.
Two of them were in the band. I saw two of them. I was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh man, my tour bus is on the other side of the thing. I'm gonna sleep here for a little bit." I was just like, "All right, cool, I guess." But it was funny, man, to watch that and see that whole shit
it's
go down.
Different. It's a different world.
It is.
You know?
You and I are good at those things, though. Like. It's going from, you know, show to show and hopping around and partying and all that shit. Like, we're good at those.
Dude, I got tired quick.
I got those tikis kept me going, dude. Those yards.
It didn't really do much for me.
Oh, boy.
I was hoping for it.
I love them. But the other thing that I find fascinating at these festivals is you spend money like it's Monopoly money. And you get used to, like, the ridiculous prices. And you're like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. A slice of pizza was $10.
12.
Yeah, well, 12 if you got extra toppings. A slice of cheese pizza was $10. The drinks were 20. So every drink was $20 no matter what. And you just kind of gave $20 away like it was candy, like you were in fucking Brewster's Millions. And you were like, here you go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're just shelling out cash.
And you're walking around, like you said, you're walking around, you're sweating all day. You don't.
You're hoping you can find something.
You don't really get fucked
line.
Up. Yeah. Like, yeah. Food wise, you ate a lot. What was your fave? I'm gonna go that Euro.
Yeah, that buffalo chicken Euro. It was timing and taste.
Dream team shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. Pizza was terrible.
Yeah, the pizza was nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing special.
You want to talk about Frog's Nightmare?
Yeah, so we did. We met this new...
Lick it and stick it.
Yeah, we met this new band that's, I guess, on their breakout right now. They have a female lead singer. They're from From Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia, yeah. Yeah.
And they're called Frog's Nightmare. And
I was unaware of the lick it and stick it's.
Yeah, they do this. They do this thing.
They lick
the
back of their fist, and then they hold it in the air, like you know.
And she yells. She yells to all her fans, "Where are all my four leggers?
Yeah, where are my four leggers at?" And people start hopping, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, it was the craziest, like
Frog's Nightmare
sub demo. Like, yeah, but I guess it's catching on. Like, people like her music.
Blowing up. Everybody was super into Frog's Nightmare.
Like, and as soon as they started playing, you saw people rushing over to that stage. Like,
yeah, yeah. People were in costumes.
Yeah.
Frog costumes. And it was hot. And I was like,
they
what,
were in
what are you doing
costumes.
In
costumes?
Yeah, what are you doing in a fuzzy frog outfit? Like, shit. And they'd waited all day to see Frog's Nightmare. And I was like, all right, cool. Me and you went over there to see him. And we were
she
like,
she played
all
it
right,
like
cool.
3.
Yeah. Played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hot as balls. Everybody's in a frog suit. And.
Where are my four leggers at?
People came up to you, you know, with a military background, and they're like, "Yeah, man, I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm super into Frog's Nightmare." And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "Yeah, because they're known as frogs and the whole thing." And they're, I, you know, you got recognized by everyone at Frog's Nightmare. Everyone was like, "Dude, I want a picture with Jerry Frog's Nightmare."
Crossover fan base.
Yeah. So there was a lot of people coming up to you with that.
We found a lot of the police were Drinking Bros fans.
Yes. We took some pictures with them. They're on our Instagram, on Drinking Bros Instagram. They were cool as shit.
Yep.
I will say this, too. Like, with a festival that's super metal, essentially, you would think it would be crazy fights, all that shit. I didn't see anything,
man. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see one punch thrown at that entire thing.
Nope, not nothing at all.
No,
like not even the slightest. Like even like yelling at people.
No, I saw a bald guy though who had what they rubbed paint thinner on his head. Yeah, they rubbed paint thinner on this guy's head, and somebody in Nitro Circus. I think you told me this. They were like, "Yeah, somebody else did that. Somebody else in Nitro Circus. Is
yeah,
that true?"
Yeah, yeah.
Tell that story.
I don't know it. I have to ask it. I don't know the details.
I heard, I was kind of next to you where you were talking about it. Somebody said they rubbed paint thinner on this guy's head, and they fryer tucked him. So, like, the sides were all long.
We call him Come Over Steve.
That's it. And that's, is that
I
true?
I don't know that story. Like,
is it really
I'm going to have
thinner?
To ask that tomorrow.
Yeah. So there was another guy there who was, like, clean bald. Like, if you've ever seen Dwight Yoakam without a hat on, where it's just that... He's kind of bald, and there's a few hairs that he's combing over. It's weird. With this guy, there was a guy at the festival who was clean bald on top, super long hair in the back. I'm talking mid-back. Mid-back, this was going down.
Yeah.
And I asked his buddy. I was like, "Yo, man, what's that guy's?" And he's like, "Oh, paint thinner." And I was like, "Fuck, somebody else told me that. Is that real? Like, can you rub paint thinner on somebody's head?" And that's...
We don't recommend... We don't recommend that.
Because the Nitro Circus story I heard, was that they rub paint thinner on this guy's head. He's in his 20s, totally clean bald, and it's ruined his life. Come over, Steve.
I wouldn't say it's ruined his life. It's given him personality.
Also, for those listening, if you hear a lawnmower, we are poolside at Jared's parents. Somebody's decided
to
crank up.
It's lawn day over at the neighbors.
Yard work is what we call it.
It's yard work.
One of the other things I want to talk about, and this is actually, I'm gonna turn it super serious on you. You saved someone's life. For real. You really saved someone's life at the festival.
She would have made it.
I don't know, man. She looked super fucked up. I was really impressed.
Well,
like, as you're one of your best friends, I will be honest. Like, I was really impressed. I was like, "Oh shit, Jared just saved this girl's life." There was no to give the audience a little perspective, a little background. There wasn't enough paramedics everywhere.
Well, it was just these security people are completely undertrained in anything.
But the security
so they
people
were just panicking
like, yeah.
while she was frying on the ground.
Yeah.
Like running around not knowing what to do.
So this girl stroked out. She had a heat stroke. and people didn't know what to do, and she was unconscious for a little bit in this crowd. They brought her backstage. Nobody knew what to do, and you were like, hey, I mean, you cleared everybody the fuck out, and you were like,
yeah, like, I was like, whoa, what are you doing? Or let her sit up. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You got, so you instructed everybody, all these security guards, like five security guards, what to do. You got her ice water. I mean, you brought this girl back to life.
Well,
she woke up and was just like,
as a TACP instructor, we dealt with heat injuries every day. If there's one thing that we were trained in, it's how to remedy a heat injury, because you have students go down every 10 fucking minutes.
I didn't know that, man.
I mean,
no idea.
Because when we're in South Florida doing, you know, 12, 8, 10-mile rucks, and we're pushing these guys where they're not sleeping for days, and we're running them really hard, we had heat injuries every day.
Fuck.
Every day. So that style of injury is immediate, like, because I've probably remedied over 200. Maybe three.
Man.
Like, just got them to stable until the paramedics got there.
But the security staff was even impressed, and they were like, yo, that guy just saved this girl's life. And I was like, he's a fucking hero, and he should be rewarded for that. I was asking for the mayor while you were saving that girl's life. I was like, get the fucking mayor over here. Somebody give this man a key to his own city, because he saved a life, and I want that acknowledged. I even asked the next band who was up, so to sing How to Save a Life. How to save a life. I wanted that to go down for you, and I wanted you heralded as the hero you were. That didn't take place, obviously. But
The paramedic showed up. She was back to life.
Yeah, she was back to life. And the weird thing is like, I don't. Oh, this is gonna sound terrible. She wasn't the most attractive woman, but and her boyfriend was with her. By the time she came through and wobbled out of it, because her first words were obviously, and I'm sure you've heard this, where am I? I don't know where I am. And then she came back to life and she was fine. And she was like, oh my God, I'm super embarrassed. Who saved me? And at this point, you had walked away and you were done. And it was her weird looking boyfriend. And he was like, I'm here with you, baby. And it was like, oh boy, you know, he's going to go home and use that like for the rest of his life.
Man, you were at a festival and dying, and I fucking saved you. I fucking saved you. And now you don't even want to give me a hand job? Like, fuck. We just got out of the Avengers movie. I'm super stoked. And I just need a hand job in the car.
And You were the one that actually saved your life. I don't know her name, or else I'd shout her out now and completely shame the boyfriend, because he's going to use this for the next 10 years on her. But it was impressive to see you do that. I had no idea Jared Taylor was a lifesaver like that. You're a hero, Jared.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you, what do you have? Is it a key and entry, Mr. Taylor, to your house? Keys? To your front door? Do you use a key for the front door, or is it numbers? Okay, cool. Because we should get the mayor over to get just one key for Jared that he can use. Because he deserves a special key after that. You really did it. You really did it that day.
Oh.
There was a lot of weird shit going on at that festival. There was, you could buy guitars there.
Yeah. Get them signed.
Oh, is that what it was for?
That's what it was for.
Oh, gotcha. I was looking at it like, man, I get that you're into the band, but you want to buy a guitar and carry that around the whole goddamn festival? That would have been a weird thing. Just to put that over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Who's your dream team? Who would be your dream lineup at a festival?
At a festival? I don't know. Like, what? I don't really like a festival.
Who are your favorite bands
just
see on a bill like
I'd
that?
I'd rather just, you know, one show.
That's it.
Yeah.
I like an all-day festival. I enjoy it. I do.
I mean, I'd start out with Atreyu. Then
did
I'd,
you get to see them, by the way?
No.
You didn't?
No, I couldn't make it over there in time. I'm sad. I've never heard them live.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Other than Brandon singing at Freedom Fest. But it was funny. I did run into Brandon there and got to hang out with him for a little while.
That's
I was
cool.
Standing right behind him and just texted him, turn around.
Turn around.
But I'd start with Atreyu, and then I'd go to Wage War, then I'd go I Prevail, then I'd take it back to Starting Line, and then go to Breaking Ben, Sleeping with Sirens, Asking Alexandria.
All right. See, that wasn't that goddamn hard. You asked me like I just asked you an SAT question.
Well, you know, I didn't take the SATs.
Did you take the ACTs?
I didn't take any.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, you were out of there. You were out of there.
Nope, nope. I was out of there.
Yeah, I'd go Stones, obviously. I'm a diehard Stones fan.
Yeah, but can they even stand up on by themselves
the
anymore?
Best. He runs 12 miles a day. I watched a fucking documentary on Mick Jagger. I felt awful about my life after watching that documentary. He runs 12 miles every morning just to start his fucking day. When you see a live show with him, they go. Those guys still go 2.5 hours. He runs all over the goddamn arena, and I'm exhausted watching him. And he's like 75 years old.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's like the Scorpions. The Scorpions are the hardest rocking people I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, even Ozzy, when we saw Ozzy, going at 69 years old, I was really surprised. I was like, shit. I guess because we talk to some of the bands and you get addicted to it and touring and shit like that, but at 69, you still want to do it? That's pretty nuts.
It's something that you're just, you know, I mean, that's kind of cool. That's good for the fans.
It is.
Because it gives everybody more opportunity to see him.
To see him, yeah. And I was grateful I got to see him. Just once in my life, and especially at the experience I had, it was a fucking joke. I mean, that was awesome. It's not going to get any better than that.
But you also, I've seen so many different styles of being that front man, and I'm kind of like, I'm going to be biased towards Danny because Danny is a real front man in the aspect that Danny appreciates his fans and he'll do anything for his fans, and he enjoys music naturally.
Yeah.
Like, and he understands I have elevated myself to a level of fame and I have all these people that like me, and I'm going to reciprocate that, like, because, you know, like they say, NASCAR, they're the greatest people to their fans ever. They will sign everything. They'll wait in line, you know, until the line clears out.
Yeah.
They'll take all the photos. They're not mean and no, I'm not doing a meet and greet today. Like,
right.
And that's Danny. He's like, he's like one of the NASCAR guys for the music industry. Like, he realizes, okay, this was my goal, and now I'm here, and now I'm going to enjoy it and appreciate it and be cool to everybody that got me here.
You should be. That's the way all of it should be. Overall, like, I had a blast. It was a fun couple days. And, yeah, man, shit.
It was fun, but it was tiring.
It was exhausting. Like,
like, I'm smoked. Like, 2 days of that.
Like, you're super tired. I could go back for one more, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do one more?
Yeah, I could
just
do one more. I could do one more, man. I could go on the road, live that life.
It's just, I mean, just getting there is such a feat.
I know.
Like, just getting through the gates. The traffic, the parking. You're walking, you know, a mile to get through the gates, and you're you know, finally get through security, and it's like, wow, it's a quarter of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big boy move. Coachella's even, shit, that's a long walk.
Where do they hold that at?
They hold it in Palm Springs, like right outside of Palm Springs, Indio, California.
Okay.
On these polo grounds. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You definitely need, like, VIP or shit like that there, because it's the walk and the... And that, dude, it's about 110 there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's grass, though, isn't it?
It's grass, and there's in VIP, it's all shaded and trees and all that shit.
Hey,
you
know, the other neighbors, they decided it was yard work. Now we've got...
competing lawnmowers.
Everybody surrounding us has started a lawnmower.
In every direction. How is that for sound, Dave? I bet it sounds amazing. All right. Good, because it feels like we're at Mexico right now.
just getting the groundwork done.
The only thing that's missing is a mariachi band playing. So what's your next thing?
I'm heading up to Maryland.
Going to hang with the Nitro Boys for a few days.
Are you? Yep. For their 4th of July?
No, not for 4th of July. It's only May.
You were telling me their 4th of July story. Can you tell the audience what they do for 4th
of
July?
No, that's a secret.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. That's not public.
That was one of the craziest things ever. They do that every year?
Forever, for the rest of my life, I will spend 4th of July up there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As long as I keep getting invited. Although, it is very... It's very hard to be blacklisted from that crew. Like, you almost have to try.
Yeah.
Like, because they're very fun and open people. Like, that are.
Yeah, because
very...
you could shit your pants with that crew.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not going to say anything.
No, that's,
like, hey,
that's
man,
not one of the things.
Just live in it the rest of the day.
But, you know, bringing a bus full of friends, you know.
Yeah, you can't do that, right?
That's kind of a no-no, you know.
Yeah.
hanging out in, you know, Travis's hot tub with... your buddies that no one else knows at like 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what are you doing
it's too much.
In my backyard?
Yeah. It's too much. I can see you eventually having a house like that in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Is that a goal? Is that you want to do?
Yeah. Drinking Bros Resort. It's a new secret.
Yeah, like a
secret project.
Like a nice like 7-8
secret
acres of
project.
Yeah. Are you looking at something like that in San Antonio?
Yep.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Matt's house has got like, what, 6 or 7 acres,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Shit. You could really get loose on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You want to talk about the jet ski you put in your parents' pool?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's...
I think we should bring that up also.
That's about the end of the story. We put it in the pool.
The video on our Facebook page, on Drinking Bros.
Yep.
Facebook page is up to how many views?
115,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is good. It's good for our page.
No, look.
You know, Drinking Bros finally crossed 50,000 followers and fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're doing good. We're doing way more video. Like, next week, you'll get 2 or 3 videos next week of Monday through Friday of just, you know, the back end of me and Danny preparing for Rockville. You'll get us hanging out, you know, when we cut the Ask Alexander episode. You'll have that video. We have the making of the jet ski video because we filmed all the making of. So,
how stoked were your parents about you putting a jet ski inside their fucking pool in the backyard?
I mean, they love it.
It was
the pool cleaner.
I talked to your mom.
Oh yeah,
she was not stoked about you putting a jet ski in the pool.
Yeah, but I mean, it's excitement for her life. You know,
how much water did that shoot out of the pool, by the way?
Oh, when we shot Paul, we accidentally broke like all of her flower pots and bent the steel rod and the awning. And
you're kidding.
There was a little bit of damage done.
Your poor mom.
That was a lot
She's
of water.
She's like the nicest woman ever. And you've got a jet.
Yeah, but you know what? I gave her a week worth of stuff to do now. You know, she's going to get to go shopping again for new pots. Like, she's got.
Did you give her money for the new pots?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That was collateral.
You got to slide at least a couple hundo to your mom for that. You broke the jet ski.
Yeah, we did break the jet ski.
How is that possible?
We flooded it.
Yeah.
So we sucked water in. It wouldn't start, but between 4 of us, you know, we pulled the head off and we got it running good.
Oh, look, if you pull the head off of anything, it really, really.
Are you talking about shrimp?
I'm talking about crawfish, nothing sexual. Jared's parents are listening. Like, that's not a position I'm into. Yeah, pull the head off. Just try to pull the head off. I'm there, baby. I'm there. There, baby. So we got a live show, what, May 12th in Fort Bragg?
Fort Bragg.
Is it Cameo Art House? Is that
Cameo Art House. Soon we'll figure out where the tickets will be on sale.
Let me ask you this. After watching the festival and going through all that shit, how bad does it make you want to go play music now live on stage?
Well, I mean, I still think that would be cool, but I'd just like to piggyback off a friend or something, you know. Oh, now we're going to invite this guy to play one song. Like, let's do that.
Well, the reason I ask is we play all of our songs during the shows, the live shows, and, like, that's always fucking cool. So, like, you know, 2 weeks, you're going to be back on stage.
Yeah. No, that's fun.
Doing a live show, so that'll be awesome.
There's not a lot of walking involved for this one.
No, not at all. Which is your biggest concern.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. What do you do in the military? Like, it's, don't you start off with like a run in the morning or something?
Yeah, we walk for a living.
Yeah. So how far is that every day?
It depends what you're doing. Sometimes it could be 12 miles.
Okay. So how are you so exhausted over?
Because I did it for 15 years and now I'm tired.
You're over it.
Yeah.
You're out. You're done with it. You're good to go.
For now.
For now. For now. That live show, tickets will be on sale soon. Is it going to charity?
No, our charity event is the day before.
Gotcha. And, yeah. And what's, tell the audience about that.
We will be at the Southern Pines Brewing Company from 4:30 to 8:30 on May 11th, Friday, May 11th.
Okay.
What
is it, like a beer?
It's for the Green Beret Foundation. It's for the guys that were killed in Niger a few months ago. We will be giving away, we'll be raffling two Noveski rifles, the Black Rifle Coffee packages.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
So show up and, you know, spend a couple bucks on some raffle tickets. You could get yourself a new rifle.
That's awesome. What's what is it, like a brew house, like a normal?
It's a brewery, and they have a tap house.
Oh,
tap
great!
Room. Yeah,
so everybody's gonna be drinking all day.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Great.
The guy from Southern Pine Woodworks, the dudes that does the flags.
Yes,
he built their whole tap room, so it's really cool looking.
That's dope.
Yeah,
and they make their own beer there.
Yep. Yeah, they're three Special Forces guys from Third Group.
No shit.
Brew their own beer. It's delish.
Good? Is it?
Oh yeah.
I'm amped. That'll be a blast. So that's May 11th. The live show is May 12th, and I think that's, what, 6 to 9 or something?
Yeah, it's like 6 to 9, and there's an after party that's tickets only, though. So you'll have to – the after party is separate from the show.
Sure, and that's it's –
the after party's being hosted by Caillou and Tito's.
Tito's, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a foot in over there.
We need a vodka company. There's a nasty little rumor that we're – we're about
I would make them
like a jillion dollars.
They would just have the most content ever. If like I would make them the greatest social media assets ever.
If they just sent you cases of vodka,
yeah,
we're close to signing a vodka company. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And so Tito's, if you're listening, you might want to hurry up.
Or any vodka company, like you're down for the cause. I've never met somebody who loves vodka more than Jared Taylor. I forgot to tell you, by the way. I'm in the middle of a move, and I had to pack up all my shit. I found one pristine, never-touched, perfectly boxed France press.
Ooh.
From the olden days of Drinking Bros.
Oh.
That has never been used, never been opened, never. And I was like, oh, man, taking this to the new house. Definitely taking this to the new house.
Yes.
I miss your France press days.
No, I've got my France press is in Salt Lake. I'll get it.
Yeah,
I still have the one from the live show from Shane Deagle.
Yeah. Good.
Still alive.
Good. And we should announce that Amazon bought the Shane Deagle tour.
Yes, we should.
Amazon is gonna be, so if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch the Drinking Bros live movie, the Shane Deagle
tour. So now
tour.
It's free.
Free.
Yeah.
Free for the
just
world.
Just go on and watch it.
Forever.
Tell us what you think about it.
Forever, by the way. That'll be up there forever. And we signed a deal with those guys. Super, super amped about it. And you can watch the movie for free, which is great. Because yep. A lot of people hit us up and they were like, yo, man, we, you know, put it on Amazon or Netflix or whatever. And I was just like, all right, cool. We talked to both companies, negotiated. Amazon came through, and we're good to go.
Can't wait.
We got a free Drinking Bros live movie, the Shaved Eagle Tour. And if you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. It gives you a background on all of us. Me, Jared, Rocco, Evan, Matt, everybody. Why we started this podcast, what it means to us. You get to see behind the scenes footage of like all the fucked up shit we do. And I think that movie turned out really well. I'm proud of it, and I'm happy that it landed on Amazon for free on Prime, and it's great. So you should go and check it out if you haven't had a chance. And you steal the movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really fucking funny.
I didn't mean to.
It's not like that, it's not. No one ever means to steal a movie, but Your Bayou Bob's.
Oh,
that's where
Bayou
all of that
Bob.
Got started. Yeah. Everybody can go see where Bayou Bob's got started from. and kind of go from there. But otherwise, dude, thanks for having me at your parents' house down
here
in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
This is nice.
We're coming to the end of a long week.
Yeah. It's not often you get to sit poolside with your best friend's parents and family. You guys are making homemade pizzas tonight?
Yeah. You're a part
of it. You guys
have
a kettle pizza. Is this?
Yep. Kettle pizza.
Is that where you guys make it?
That's right there. That's where your pizza will be made.
Get out of here. Look at that. Who makes it? Is it you or your dad?
My dad does.
Your dad. He's the pizza kind of canooser?
Yeah.
I would have leaned on you for that one.
He's Master Pizza.
Master
That's
what
Pizza.
We call
him. Okay. MP.
The MP. Let's give the drinking bro of the week to your parents then for having us and putting up your
oh,
fucking shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
give it to your mom. She's
yeah,
over there
because
smiling.
The jet ski
drinking
was
a beer.
In the pool.
Yeah. Tell your mom's name to the audience.
Simone and Ken Taylor.
There we go.
Drinking bros of the week.
Do you want to say you're sorry? I'm going to give you this opportunity because she's sitting right behind us.
Absolutely not. She's lucky it's not in the pool right now.
Simone, he's still not saying I'm sorry for the jet ski in the pool. But you guys are the drinking bros and broettes of the week, but he's still not saying I'm sorry for the jet ski in the pool.
It was a good idea.
It was an awesome idea. I still think you should say sorry to your mom, but that's up to you. You say no.
I say no.
Oh, God. He's the son of the year. He's the son of the year. You should build a fucking statue of Jared. I'd like to see a nice bronze statue in the backyard, like O.J. Simpson had of himself.
If I had it made, it's getting put up just to piss the other two off.
How much is it to make a bronze statue? A full, like, I went full body. Body weight, height, everything, all of it. Of you in the back, like you in the backyard with a jet ski, just right next to your parents' pool. That's what I want to see in the
just
backyard
the
of your
statue.
House. Yeah, of you.
Beer bonging, like, yeah.
And
one-handed.
It just says, son of the year. Fuck my brother. Because he didn't come over today.
Yeah, he didn't.
Aaron didn't. He couldn't even be bothered to come see his championship other brother. Who the bust and the bronze statue is going to be built of him. If there's any drinking bros out at home who know how much a bronze statue is, throw the quote into the Drinking Bros podcast Facebook page. I want to know.
Style statue in general.
Man.
Because bronze might be expensive, but marble might not be.
Marble's expensive. Marble's probably even more expensive. Are you saying you deserve less than? Fuck it. Get him a copper one. Get him a goddamn tinfoil statue. We'll make it out of that. Yeah. Because what I'd like to see is a real nice GoFundMe for a Jared Taylor Son of the Year statue for that water stunt you pulled in the backyard. So that way your parents have to relive it every single day of their lives when they go out to their nice pool to swim.
And the back of the jet ski squirts water out.
Yep.
It's like a fountain.
Oh, yeah. It just is. It's continuously knocking over your mother's potted plants over and over again every single morning.
At random, it goes from zero to like 6,000 PSI.
There's a tripwire. As soon as you come out of the back of the house, it starts playing Asking Alexandria and then shoots water all over the plants, crushes everything in the yard, all their hopes and dreams. And at the end of it, it's just, son of the year! Well, for the son of the year, Jared Taylor, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, for having us in your backyard and for the pizzas, beers, and your sage advice to the guy who's definitely not going to listen to it. We love
Good
you.
Night. Good night.